time for us to once again get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. And joining us this week from the Nest in Bowling Green is Tiffany Crane. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here. Thanks for coming back. Absolutely.
I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
We're going to talk about prayer today. So from New Morning Mercies, Paul David Tripp, he has some good insight. Prayer is abandoning your place in the center of the world and daily surrendering that place to God alone as an act of heartfelt worship. Prayer is much more than bringing to God your list of wants, desires, and needs. It is a radical act of worship that reminds you who you are, who God is, and what life is all about. Prayer is surrender. Prayer is surrender to the reality that there is someone more ultimate than you. It's natural for each of us to shrink our fields of hopes, dreams, and daily concerns down to a small turf of personal wants, needs, and feelings. Prayer surrender to the worldview of the first four words of the Bible, in the beginning, God. And as such, it puts us in our rightful place. Prayer surrender to the reality that life isn't just about us. If prayer wouldn't be prayer if it did not acknowledge God's existence, then prayer defines us as well. We simply aren't creators, kings, or owners of our lives. We belong to God for His purpose and His glory. Prayer is letting go of our personal autonomy and bowing in reverence to God. Prayer is surrender to the reality that you need help. We all need help. Prayer means humbly confessing that not only are we not autonomous, we are not self-sufficient. Prayer reminds us that we are not designed to live independent lives. We cannot be what we are made to be, nor do what we were called to do without the personal, gracious, and continuous intervention of the one who made us. Prayer is surrender to the reality that there is wisdom greater than our own. Amen?
Yes.
Prayer confronts us with the fact that we are not as smart as we tend to think we are. It reminds us that there is so much we don't know or understand. It tells us that life is not found in our limited understanding, but in surrendering our lives to the care of the one whose understanding spans from before origins to beyond destiny and includes everything in between. Prayer is surrender to our right to live as we choose. Prayer is bowing the knee to the reality that you and I do not have a natural right to do what we want with our own lives. We've been created to live inside God's boundaries. Prayer is surrendering our hopes to God's grace. Prayer is remembering that there is no hope in life or death that is not resulted from the grace of God. Give up my hopes in me and place my hopes in Him.
That's a good word for us, Tiffany. Yeah, would you go and pray for our listeners?
Father God, we just thank you that we can come before you at any moment, all day long, that you give us your word to show us who we are in you, who you are. And we just humbly bow and surrender our lives over to you. And we just thank you that you give us the intimacy that we can find in prayer, that prayer is all that it is. And so we just thank you for that gift, that you intervene in our lives, that you communicate with us daily, that we can get in touch with you at all times. So we just surrender our hearts and our lives over to you and help us to seek you through prayer more often. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Tiffany Crane joining us from The Nest in Bowling Green. And tell us about The Nest.
The Nest provides free childcare for moms or dads that are finishing school with the love of Jesus.
Very cool. And who's eligible to be a part of this? And how do you get
If
info?
You are a parent and you're attending school and you're a full-time student and income qualified and you have custodial rights and all of that, then you are eligible to be.
Now, is there any cost for the folks who go there? Is it a sliding scale?
It's completely free. We do ask that they provide 2 hours of service a week and then attend a weekly parenting class.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And how can folks find out more information and do all that
stuff?
They could
go on our website, thenestbg.com, or you can go on our Facebook page, The Nest Bowling Green.
Excellent. Tiffany, thanks so much for being
thanks
in this morning.
Thanks so much.